الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. محمد رسول الله، والذين معه أشداء على الكفار رحماء بينهم، إلى آخر الآية. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. الله تبارك وتعالى has chosen the band of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, so to say handpicked each Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum. Just before we go on, we should read every day Durood Sharif minimum 10 times every morning, every evening, and Jummah we should increase our Durood. Also, one very important thing which our elders have taught us, that whenever we take the name of any Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we should try and say radiyallahu anhu wa anhum, all the Sahaba, that Sahabi also, and all the Sahaba, may Allah be pleased with them. Allah is pleased with them. Allah has declared it in the Quran Sharif. But by us making that dua, we get great, great reward. And Hazrat Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani rahmatullah alayh, who taught us this, he said that the ihsan, the favors of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum upon the ummah, we can never ever imagine. They went through what sacrifices. We read a little bit about it in Hikayatul Sahaba, Hayatul Sahaba. We can't imagine what they went through. If you take any one aspect of their life, for example, their travels, how much they traveled in those days. In the battle of Tabuk, the expedition of Tabuk, between 30 and 80,000 Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum are recorded who went. And traveling five times, namaz on the way, wuzu, etc. And then all the food for them. And in those days, in those desert conditions, how were they traveled? Afterwards we read of great, great people, how much they traveled. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi, who are afterwards, not the Sahaba, but what sacrifices they made. So they have got great, great ihsan upon us. So the least but we can do is at least make dua. We are not prepared to even shed a drop of perspiration today. They shed all their blood. They gave their lives for Islam and for Deen. Today, our desires we are not prepared to sacrifice. Forget even a drop of perspiration, even just our desires we are not prepared to sacrifice for Islam and for Deen. And they sacrificed their whole lives for the Deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So they have got great, great favors upon us, each and every Sahabi. Allah Ta'ala says, Muhammadur Rasulullah Sallallahu, the greatest of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's creation is Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the greatest praises of Allah's Rasul is Rasulullah, is Abdullah, that he conveyed the message. And if we little bit we look at the seerah, the life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we get some idea of what day and night from the enemy, from the inside enemy, the munafiqeen, how much of difficulties Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through. Then the deen has reached us today. In other words, the ticket for Jannat, and the ticket for Jannat life in this dunya also. So what was sacrifices? وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ, and those who were with him, the Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ, they were very hard against the non-believers. Then رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ, amongst themselves they have great mercy. They were very kind and merciful to one another. Here also we should say, unfortunately, our matters are opposite. With non-believers, whether it's a soccer fan, a soccer star, or some perhaps even worse, film star, some actor, actress, singer, We have got so much of time for them. And for the believers and the true believers, those who are sacrificing for deen, those who are making effort to bring the deen alive in their own lives, in the lives of others, who are what journeys and suffers they are making just to make the deen alive, how much feeling have we got to for them? So amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the highest stage in the world is of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after that, the Sahaba, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, their stage is very, very high also. And then after that, the Sahaba ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And there also, the greatest after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam is the position of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum. And then Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum. And then Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum. And the fourth Khalifa, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa anhum. So these were the great stars of Islam. And others also. So with regard, today we will try and talk a little bit to kindle in our hearts by talking, by remembering the great position of the Sahaba. And we will talk about Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What great position Allah ta'ala had given Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. First of all, he is from amongst the wassabiqoon al-awwaloon min al-muhajireen. He is amongst the first people to accept Islam. Amongst the first few people to accept Islam, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhum gave him da'wah to Islam and he accepted Islam. So the sabiqoon awwaloon have got great position. Amongst the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also, afterwards other came and entered into the fold of Islam. But in the difficult and hard days of Islam, when nobody was prepared to accept Islam, nobody was prepared to tolerate a Muslim, everyone was against Islam in the Muslims, and what great difficulties they had to go through. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also tortured by his own tribe people. They fastened him up, etc. They told him to give up Islam. He said, you can do what you want to. Islam is that thing. Iman is that thing. May Allah bless us. That reality of Iman, once it comes into a person, it can never leave a person again. That reality of Iman. And the great Sahaba, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they acquired all this by being in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sohbet of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is one gaze that fell on him, on them. And there one gaze that fell on Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them that high position. And they were such, no matter what, how many Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, especially in the life of Makkah Sharif, what difficulties, hardships, tortures they went through, but Islam would not go out of them. They were firm on it. Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu anhum is famous. We know how much he had sacrificed also. So anyway, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was also amongst the sabiqoon al-awwaloon. And after that, he was amongst the first people to accept Islam. The other great honor of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was from the Ashabi Badriyin, the 300 and Sahaba. He was not there personally. Nabi Akram alayhi salatu wasalam sent him home to go and look after Hazrat Ruqayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, his wife, the daughter of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But he was counted from amongst them. And his share of booty was also given to him. So he was also from amongst the Ashabi Badriyin. Though physically he was not present, but he was amongst the Ashabi Badriyin. And then after that, he is amongst the Ashara Mubashara, who are given the glad tidings of Jannat. So what a great position that in this world, but also we should learn a lesson that they had the high position by the tongue of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-Sadiq al-Masduq, the most truthful. He told them that your position is in Jannah. But yet how all the Sahaba, all the Khulafa, and this is a sign of the Maqbooleen, those people who are accepted by Allah Ta'ala, they fear all the time. Hazrat Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest personality on the surface of the earth after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, he should cry so much that my mother should not have given birth to me. If I was just a blade of grass, if I was a bird flying in the air, so much fear they hate, and they hate the basharat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But in spite of that, how they feared. And today we are there. Who gave us any basharat like that? But we're just living recklessly. We're not worried that what will happen on the day of Qiyamah, how our mort will come, how what our qabr's life will be. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he should go to any qabr, he should cry so much. His beard used to become wet with his tears. They should fall on the ground. And somebody mentioned to him, you don't cry so much of the mention of Jannat and Jahannam as you cry. He said, there is the first halting place, the first stop, the first station of a Muslim's journey. If here you pass through nicely, every other station is much more easier for you. And if you have problems, every station after this, you're going to have greater and greater problems. So these were the caliber of these people. So Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is from the Ashara Mubashara. Then he is from the Khulafa'i Rashideen. Khulafa'i Rashidin, the great four Khulafa of Islam, the stars of Islam, the stars of by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the very great friends and the great confidantes of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What is his position? After the Anbiya Alayhimus Salatu Wasalam, Sayyiduna Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu's position is the third in that. What a great position. Then he is also where he is wasabiqun al-awwalun. He is amongst the first people to make hijrat also. The first hijrat they made to Abyssinia at a time when life was so constrained and difficult in Makkah Sharif, the tortures, etc., and just for the sake of deen. Today also we find we are here in South Africa. Most of us here who are Indians, we are not from this country. Our forefathers came from India, from other parts of the world. For what did they come? They didn't come really for deen. Allah's plan was something else. But their idea for coming here was better business opportunities, better making money. But Allah Ta'ala, in His wisdom, brought them here and they made deen alive here. Today all the masajid, all the madaris, all the work of tabligh and da'wat, all that, Allah Ta'ala had a plan here. And not only in South Africa, but throughout the world. Everywhere the Muslims went and they brought deen alive, alhamdulillah, wherever they went. So Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu made hijrat to Abyssinia, and under those difficult conditions, and there were no cell phones, there was no letter writing, there was no telegrams or anything, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam was concerned of their welfare, until somebody told them, I met them there, and they both, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and his wife, the daughter of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, are happy. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam felt a bit at ease. Everyone is worried of their children. And then Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is amongst the few Sahaba who had the great honor of making the next hijrat to Madinatul Munawwara also. He was in Makkah, he made a hijrat to Abyssinia. A few Sahaba made that hijrat. And together with his wife, he went to Madinatul Munawwara also. So Allah had chosen him for that great position as well. Then in Madinatul Munawwara, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first battle of Islam, the battle of Badr, he went out. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ordered him to go back home. And just as explained, he was there, present, so to say. He got his share of the booty also. And so he had that great position, also Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And just by the way, if time permits, we will discuss that also. Some enemies of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and this is a very serious thing to have the least bit of enmity for any Sahaba. When Allah Ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ Allah said, رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ Allah is given a damn blanket and Allah is pleased with them. And they are pleased with Allah. And this is also the greatest pleasure of Jannat. When the people of Jannat will have entered Jannat and all the na'mats will be put in front of them. What na'mats of Jannat? Then when Allah Ta'ala will tell them, have you got everything? And it will carry on. Then Allah will say that I am pleased with you. I will never be displeased with you. And that will be the greatest ni'mat of Jannah. That Allah will make that declaration. For the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, in this world Allah has given them that honor. But yet we should see the other side of the coin. How much still they feared Allah tabaraka ta'ala in every matter of theirs. So we also should take lesson from that. But Allah gave them the certificate of Jannah in this world. Not only Jannah is there. Higher than Jannah is the pleasure of Allah. And Allah has put it in the Quran Sharif. Until the day of Qiyamah, Allah has given it to them. Anyone who opposes, who has the least bit of enmity for the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah, Allah, fear Allah. Ya Allah fi ashabi, in the matters of the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, have great fear for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Fi ashabi, Allah, Allah fi ashabi, la tattakhidhum gharadan min ba'di. After me, don't make them a target of your criticism, of your enmity, of your hatred, never ever. فَبِحُبِّ أَحَبَّهُمْ Whoever loves the Sahaba, it is because of their love for me that they love the Sahaba. وَمَنْ أَبْغَضَهُمْ And a person who has got hatred, who has got dislike, the slightest bit for any Sahabi, it is because his dislike of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Many times this happens, we don't want to go into that, but you say that you hate this person, you love it, it's not directly that person, but you love him for another purpose, for another object, or for somebody else's sake you love that person. Like that, the Sahaba's love is because the love of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah put in our hearts the true love, the honor, the great respect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and then automatically the love of the Sahaba, all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, will come into us also. And may Allah save us and those enemies, the Shias particularly, or anyone else who has got any enmity for any Sahaba. And unfortunately, not only have they got enmity, but to the extent that they say they are not even Muslims, besides a handful of Sahaba. What is this? فَبِبُغْضِ أَبْغَضَهُمْ That because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they say the Sahaba, na'uzubillah, became murtad, what does that mean? That Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam failed in his mission. That he prepared a whole band of Sahaba on the occasion of Hajjatul Wada, and over 124,000 Sahaba, and out of them a handful remained as Muslims. So na'uzubillah, it's a target and an attack on Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah save us from all that. Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when there was no sweet water in Medina Sharif, there was only bitter water, and the other wells where there was sweet water, the Jews were in charge or had them. They owned them. Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that great honorable person whom Allah had blessed with great wealth also. And then he bought the Bire Ruma. This was a great honor and a great feather in the cap of the honor of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became so happy. And not only he bought it for the Muslims, he made it waqaf for the Muslims. And till today, Bire Ruma is there. Amongst the other great achievements of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that on the occasion, he was Jami'ul Quran. What a great when the Quran Sharif, Sahaba, who went in different parts of the world, and they saw now that there is a fear of the Quran Sharif not being preserved properly unless it is reduced to writing. It was in the hearts of the people, and that is also a whole subject, how did they preserve the Quran Sharif? Unbelievable. Where it was on writing, it was on leaves, the bark of trees, it was on little stones, etc. To collect it and to have it today, this was the great favor on the ummah of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that we got the Sahifa, Sahifa Uthmani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And we have got the Quran Sharif as it was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, preserved for us. And the fountain source of this was no other than Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just another thing that will perhaps arouse our interest also a bit more. The first person in the world to arrange for title deeds of properties was Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Before that, there were no title deeds. It is the work of and his administrative work. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is normally famous for his great, great administrative work. But the Khulafa were nothing behind. All of them, in the about 11 years that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was the Khalifa, many reforms, and not reforms from the days of Jahiliyyah, many of legislation of the Islamic system, what the Islamic Khilafat was. Allah give us tawfiq to study this and go into the depths of it. There is no limit to it also. Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seerat will just overrun a person. What a life of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Each Khalifa, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, what and what, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, what great positions Allah had given them. Well, Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the Katib-e Wahi also, amongst those Sahaba who are given this great, great responsible, the confidential duty and the great responsibility of writing Wahi down. He was amongst them also. So how much Nabi Ali alayhi salatu wasalam trusted him. He was Zun Nurain. He married the two daughters of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared, as many daughters as I had, I would have given them to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And when Nabi, the father-in-law says this, when Hazrat Umme Kulthum also passed away, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, even if I had 100 daughters, I should have given them to Hazrat Uthman. If the father-in-law is so happy with his son-in-law, today we know what is the position. The enmity between the in-laws and the son-in-law is so much. But yeah, the father-in-law, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, I would have given all my daughters to Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala. And this speaks of the great character of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What a great character. And then amongst so many other things, he was also the person who took, because of him, the peace treaty of Hudaybiyah was made and signed. And there also, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, to find out what is the condition, to speak to the people of Makkah Sharif, of all the people, he chose Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. First, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala was approached. Allah had given so much of intelligence that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if there were to be a Nabi after me, it would be Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told him, and Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that person that on so many occasions the suggestion he made, wahi came according to that. What a great position of Sayyidina Umar. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam wanted to send him, but he explained, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has got his family people. They will look after him. It is more appropriate that he goes. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam understood the great wisdom. There are many other points that in Mashura, how Lord good things come about. And no matter who is the Amir of the Mashura, if it is Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Allah ta'ala says to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, وَشَاوِرْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْرِ, make Mashura with the Sahaba. And there were many occasions when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam left his own opinion and took the opinion. May Allah also give that open-hearted to us. that we accept, that we don't think, just what I think is right, and what I do, that is right. So anyway, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he went there, and the rumor came that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been assassinated. He has been killed by the people of Makkah Sharif. Here also we learn another great lesson that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not alimul ghaib. He didn't know all the unseen. It caused great disturbance in the hearts of the Sahaba, in the heart of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that an envoy was sent, and an envoy is not killed, and yet they have killed him. Then the Bay'at-e-Ridwan takes place. And Bay'at-e-Ridwan, where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam put his hand on top and declares, this is the hand of Uthman. Allahu Akbar. What honor Allah's Nabi gave to Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that his own hand, he declares it as the hand of Uthman. And then they take this, that they will take revenge for the assassination of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, but which proved to be wrong and false. He was not assassinated. So what a great position Allah ta'ala gave him. And some people, the enemies, the Shias, they say that he was not part of the Bay'at-e-Ridwan. So he hasn't got that virtue. Bay'at-e-Ridwan was for the sake of Hazrat Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. How could he be present there? And in that, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared that my hand is the hand of Uthman, what more honor can there be for Sayyidina Uthman? They also, one objection that they had, that in the expedition of Tabuk, they have this objection that Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not go for the battle of Badr. But in the expedition of Tabuk, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu did not go. Because his wife was ill. And by the command of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he stayed home. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, told him to stay home. So what a baseless and without any foundation, they make this atiraz on Sayyidina Uthman that he didn't go for Badr. Then what answer have they got for Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu not to go in the expedition of Tabuk? And also in the expedition of Tabuk, which was one of the most difficult perhaps expeditions, what sacrifices, it was at that time when Hazrat Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, and 960 camels he gave in the, imagine the price of one camel today. And 960 camels he gave. How many horses he gave? What all the provision? And about 10,000 gold coins, dirhams he gave for this. Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became so happy. And he says, whatever Uthman does after today, it will not harm him in the least. But what a position. And Allah's Nabi, Sadiqul Masduq, what a certificate is giving him. But at the same time, what fear also Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. So we should Allah put in our hearts the true love of the Sahaba, such that we are not prepared to listen to one thing against the Sahaba, the enemies of Islam and everyone. And also Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْعَلُ لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًا. For every Nabi we have made enemies. When Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam got enemies, Allah's Zat himself, how many people, atheists, what they speak about Allah Ta'ala, which we can't hear. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also have got the enemies. So every righteous person, if he hasn't got an enemy, dal me kala, there is something wrong with that person. If you see a person, no matter how great he is, he's got enemies, that is a sign that he's on the right. And if he hasn't got enemies, there aren't people speaking, whether it's Imam Abu Hanifa, whether it's the Sahaba, whether it's the Sahaba, whether it's Sayyidina Umar, whether it is Sayyidina Abu Bakr, everyone hid their enemies also. And the enemies of the truth are the enemies, are those who are with Shaitan. And these will be enemies, and always there will be these enemies. So they try and defile, try and run down the Sahaba ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and they make various objections, baseless objections. It is because of that enmity and the enmity of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah says in the Quran Sharif, it is not actually the enmity of Allah's Rasul also, the enmity of Allah who a person has in his heart. And then he tried that today you will find these people who have this disease, they will be the enemies of the ulama. They will be enemies of Tabligh Jamaat. They will be the enemies of the righteous Hanfas. They will be enemies of the righteous people. They will be there, and we know they are there. And there are enough of them. No shortage of them. But we don't have to worry. We have to لا يخافون لومة لائم. These people will make all their objections. We have to see what is right, and we have to do what is right. So these objections they make, whether it is with Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or with any of the other Khulafa or the Sahaba, it doesn't matter to us. We must educate ourselves. We must come to know what the great position of the Sahaba was, is, and will be forever and ever in the eyes of the true people, in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala, in the eyes of Rasul Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what great honor Allah has given them. And when we hear the khutbah also, and the four names of the Khulafai Rashideen are usually many mentioned, and they should be mentioned. And if we can say always radiyallahu anhu at least, and we can add anhum, then for each sahabi separately. Sometimes we just mention all four, and we say radiyallahu anhum. Well and good, but we should try and say for everyone. And Allah put in our hearts the azmat and the honor of the Sahaba, and let us realize who are the true enemies and with what false and useless arguments they come. But they put it in such a sweet way, such a way that is so enticing that people fall prey to it. May Allah save us from the onslaughts of the enemies who are from inside. They call themselves Muslims. They call themselves the great lovers of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but they are really the enemies of Hazrat Ali also. They are not the lovers of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu either. And every Sahabi, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, all the Sahaba, may Allah put their great honor in our hearts and try and emulate and follow them, make effort that those qualities come into us also. May Allah give us all tawfiq, keep our iman intact, our children, our progeny at universities, everywhere. These are the praying grounds of those people. They are praying at the schools, at the universities, and they infiltrate wherever they can. May Allah safeguard and protect us. Wa akhiru da'wana.